You are listening to Jimmy Muyaha on SAFM.
This interview is brought to you by Nedbank, leaders in renewable energy finance. As we draw closer to the G20 summit, we have been seeing that conversations around the efforts of the G20 and of other affiliated setups such as the B20 continue. And we're going to be taking a look at this, and we're going to be taking a look at how we can ensure a sustainable future for South Africa and indeed the African continent. I'm joined on the line by the Executive Head for Sustainability at Nedbank, Bridget Burnett, to take a look at this and see what to make of it. Bridget, lovely to have you on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time. With all the conversations happening around the G20 and the B20, a lot of the conversations are centered around making sure that we have long-term partnerships and making sure that we change the way things are being done. How does that line up with some of the commitments that we're starting to see from the various stakeholders and from those that are participating in these conversations?
I think that's really spot on in terms of just what we've seen coming out as maybe a new currency, and that is collaboration and how to really work in partnership across various sectors within our economy to reshape what our economy looks like. And the G20 and B20 have really sort of provided a framework for turning a lot of talk over the decades about access, about transition, about affordability into real tangible and progress and improvements in lives and livelihoods and building economies. And it really is important to sort of find that collaboration in bringing these frameworks into life and putting these aspirations into practice.
Now, Bridget, over many, many years now, Nedbank has almost secured its reputation as the green bank. And that's not because of the color of the bank necessarily, but more around the sustainability efforts of the bank over many, many years and some of the areas of finance that the bank has chosen to actively pursue. How do we then look at organizations like Nedbank and other banks as potential collaborators, as you mentioned, and how do we find their place in the ecosystem that is this collaborative world?
Yeah, I think that as a player in the finance sector, we really are the intermediary, and we can sort of bring together what sort of policy changes would be required, but we could help sort of facilitate what entry points there could be across the full value chain of the sector. So I think that we've looked at partnerships, particularly where we cannot address some of those changes directly through our financing opportunities. And we've looked at partnering, for example, with organizations such as WWF to help us understand the needs in the bioeconomy. So I think that there's very many different entry points depending on where you come in from the value chain. So at Nedbank, we would have a look at sort of foundational funding, we look at pre-commercial funding, then we look at building up small businesses and try and create a sort of pipeline of opportunities that eventually land up in like large-scale renewable opportunities. So there are different entry points depending on where you are in that value chain and how one would partner.
Bridget, let's take a look at the strategy behind the capital deployment. I mean, I'm thinking back to a couple of years ago, there was a concert in South Africa. It was the Global Citizens Concert. Mm-hmm. And alongside that, we were talking about sustainable development goals. And we have had these sustainable development goals as conversations throughout the last couple of years. Nedbank's been very active in that space. But how does that then start to translate from a strategic point of view when you start to look at the projects that you get involved in? Because a lot of the misconception is that these sustainable development goals and these conversations are merely just charitable conversations and not actually sustainable conversations. How do we start to shift that when we think about the strategy and how we deploy the capital?
Nedbank's purpose tries to encapsulate quite a lot of that, where we talk about using our financial expertise for good outcomes for all stakeholder groups. And we've actually chosen to reference the SDGs as descriptors of what those good outcomes would be, understanding that those are the key needs of all of humanity. And how we've tried to translate that into sort of strategic imperative is we've set ourselves a target that at least 20% of all our gross loans and advances need to be sustainable finance. So they need to be answering one or other of the SDGs that we know that it creates positive impact. So, and where that really matters most. So up until now, we've probably got about 189 billion in SDG linked financing. It's not really at all about charity. It's about strategy, it's about commercial purpose, and it's about value creation. We really do believe in creating value first, and profits will follow.
Bridget, how do you create value but also ensure that it is tangible in the real world? I mean, a lot of the conversations that have happened for some part, or at least to a certain degree, have been conversations that have been had at a high level, but the real world impacts haven't been felt. How do we start to look at sustainability conversations in the real world and make sure that we see visible impact?
I do think that the frameworks that we're getting, such as those that are coming out of G20 and B20, things like the SDGs, the Paris Agreement, at least give us sort of a universal North Star that we can work towards. And I think it's very important to also find what are the policy, regulatory, enabling environment changes that might be needed to enable that real-world impact. And I think it's really incumbent on finance to also understand truly what is your client need. What is it that your client is needing in their own transition and in their sort of strategic intent, and then really financing that in a maybe uniquely South African or African solution, which acknowledges that we face not only climate change, biodiversity loss, we also have to look at employment, jobs, poverty alleviation. I think if you can bring all of those together, there will be real impact.
It's about making real impact and meaningful impact as we head towards the G20 conversations and the G20 summit that will indeed take place in the month of November. For now, we'll leave this conversation on that note. Thanks so much to the Executive Head of Sustainability at Nedbank, Bridget Burnett, for joining us to take a look at the importance of sustainability and collaboration as we head forward. This interview was brought to you by Nedbank. Power progress with Nedbank, a proud sponsor of B20. As proud sponsors of the B20 Summit, Nedbank is at the forefront of Africa's energy transition. With 47 billion rand invested in renewable energy projects, Nedbank has financed 5 gigawatts of clean energy capacity. This proves that Nedbank doesn't just fund transformation, they fuel it by shining a light on Africa and its power. See money differently. Nedbank. Nedbank is an authorized FSP and registered credit provider.